Well, it is time for our Valley Talk program, and we're going to talk UMC baseball today as they have wrapped up another tremendous season, and they're getting ready for the real season as they get ready for the NSIC tournament, which will start tomorrow. And, well, we're going to head to the phone, and we have Coach Steve Gust with us. And, Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You know, I could do without the rain, but what's another indoor practice before we head to Bismarck, right?
Well, it's it seems like every Tuesday and Thursday there's been rain the past month or so, and but you have been able to find ways to get games in, and that's been a challenge in itself again this spring.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's just something that we have to deal with here. You know, I can imagine in the future, and maybe it's a dream, but getting a bubble outside of our camp on our campus somewhere by Highway 2 where the whole community and region can use it, and we don't have to worry about the snow or the cold, just be able to practice in a bubble. That's kind of the dream here. Obviously, artificial turf would be nice on the field, too. We're working the best we can. Our administration is working the best they can to try to come up with something to alleviate some of the issues we have with outdoor sports in this part of the country.
Yeah, and while I spend $2 every once in a while on the Powerball or Mega Millions, and if I ever win, that will happen. I can guarantee you that. But
let's hope it doesn't come to that. Yeah. Right? Let's hope we can figure it out through some courses of action as far as funding sources. And it may be a dream for me, but it's a dream that I think the kids up here in this part of the country deserve, yeah. Especially with our harsh winters. So hopefully one day we can make that happen.
Yeah, that would be outstanding, and would turn Crookston into a hub. There's no doubt about that. So
right.
Mm-hmm. So not only for the sports, but also for the community, it would benefit greatly from that. So, and I know there's talks, and but have to work together, and obviously it probably have to come with some funding from a state on a bonding, and but who knows? It's you got people working on it, and it won't happen if you don't try. So
that's right. That's right. And you're right. We have people working on it, and we just got to come up with the plan to make it happen. It's got to get done. And I know our community deserves something like that. And not only the college, you know, campus, but the whole community deserves this and the whole region. So hopefully someday.
Let's
do what we can on our part, and that's all we can do.
Take care. You tell your players, take care of what you can control, and you've been able to control quite a bit. I know conference play, maybe it was an interesting start. You had, four games in Florida, and then four games, did you play in?
Fort Scott.
Okay, so you had eight games, your first eight games, you go 3-5, and then when you get into, I'll say, the usual season, you've done nothing but win most of your games. And what was the difference from the first eight conference games besides being played in outside of normal areas and to maybe the rest of the conference season?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, as you saw, we did get off to a little bit slower start. We were still trying to figure things out from a coaching standpoint, you know, who are going to be our starters. We're trying to figure out our bullpen and kind of who is going to be in the starting lineup a little bit as far as position players. But the biggest thing is that our guys have learned from their mistakes and some of the things that we needed to work on, our guys got to work on them inside. And a lot of that had to do with the fundamentals and just cleaning some stuff up, whether that's, you know, the base on ball K ratio, both sides of the baseball as pitchers and hitters, whether that's, you know, fly balls and pop-ups communication or just moving your feet defensively and basically all that. We have better things to get better at. And, you know, some of the early season, we were in every game, but we found ways to lose. Now we're finding ways to be doing simple better and being fundamentally sound and competing and wanting and caring more than the opponent.
Well, you got into, when you get into the, I guess, the regular conference season, obviously you were learning and, the bats started going. The pitching has been fantastic. But the one thing we've talked about several times when we've carried your games is, the two out, you're able to score runs with two outs, which has been huge all season long for you.
For sure, you know, and even in the tournament, it's a team that makes the biggest plays at the biggest time in the game, you know, and when we've been able to do that, especially down the stretch here, you know, we've gotten big pitches, we've gotten big hits, we've gotten, you know, big leadoff walks or hit bats in with two strikes, or we've made a play in the field. So, yeah, when it's crunch time, we've done a really good job of it, and I think we talked about it earlier, but, you know, we've had a chance to win almost every single game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an attribute to our kids about going out there and competing and not letting the circumstances dictate our attitudes. We're just going to go out there and compete and do the little things right to be successful. And that pays off at crunch time. And our approaches at the plate, our demeanor on the mound, and the way we go and get baseballs out in the field, that's all attributed to good attitudes.
Let's talk about some of your players. You're led by a lot of area players, and you've been able to recruit and bring in a lot of the top talent from not only Northwest Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota, but also the Twin Cities area and Central Minnesota, and Fargo, Grand Forks are some cities that you've had have quite a few players. But how are you able to bring in the top talent from the area?
Well, this goes back a long time, right? When I was the Legion baseball coach in East Grand Forks, I think I started in 1995, and I always said that, hey, if I ever got a college coaching job, I'm going to recruit these kids because they're always under-recruited in our area. Now, this day and age with club teams and showcases and all that, a lot of these kids are going to that and being seen by others, but there's enough talent here to win at this level, at any level for that matter. And I'm looking for a guy that wants it more than the next guy and will do whatever it takes to be successful and help the program. So, back in the Legion days and high school days and even junior college days, I've always said I'm recruiting these kids. And we're going to try to win with these kids. And it's just something special about kids in this area that I've grown up with and that I've seen. So, it'll always be Minnesota and North Dakota kids. As long as I'm here, it'll always be. That'll be our base of our recruiting. Obviously, you got to go other areas for some needs, but hey, I'm always looking for these kids to come to get a University of Minnesota degree and play baseball at a high, high level.
Well, with the weather like today, they're used to playing in crummy weather too, so.
Right? We always say, hey, we hope it does rain and snow and wind and it's cold. I think it's to our advantage and that those conditions will make us play even better.
One thing I've always said is when you have players coming from the same school or even the same family, you've had a lot of brother acts that have come and played, like the Jellies. You've had a Jelly playing in the lineup for, 9 years. You have the four Wenslafs. You have, then, of course, you have, let's see, well, why am I blanking out here? You have...
We've had a lot of those, Chris. We've been fortunate that those families are loyal, that they're loyal to the area, you know, loyal to the program. And in this day and age of the portal, too, some of those guys could have left. You know, Jelly was the player of the year, national player of the year last year, and he could have went to probably a Power 5 school somewhere. And he chose to come back to Crookston and finish out his career with his teammates. There's something to be said for that. It's kind of a lost days where loyalty is not really that important anymore. If there's more money somewhere else or a better opportunity or a bigger school, a lot of these kids are jumping to the portal and doing that. And we're going to have a couple guys in the portal, but we've been lucky where we've had good families with good values that are for the right reasons, right? At age 26, 25, 26, everybody's going to be in the same boat, but a select few that are going to be playing pro baseball. So it's really about the experience and not about the grass is greener on the other side or anything like that. So I'm just fortunate, and we're fortunate as a program to have kids that come into the program with those character traits, because those are instilled at an early age, not when they get here, but by their own moms and dads and families.
That's for sure. And Dykhoff's, that's the other one I was trying to think of, Wadena. But when you have kids coming from the same school, the same family, and they're following the people before them, that's that always has told me from the outside looking in, whether it's UMC, Northern, Augustana, when you have the same kids coming in from the schools and families, it tells me that things are being done right in that program too.
Well, we'd like to think so, but it's really, again, more about the families and their mm-hmm. character traits and what they've instilled in when they were at a young age. But, you know, we talk about that, and we talk about our following, and I always used to say, you know, we had one of the best followings in the NSIC, and that now I say we have the best following, and I don't even think it's that close. But our fans and moms and dads, but just general fans and alumni, I think we have one of the best alums since I've been here, at least. It's really good. And some older alumni that have been real supportive of us. It's a family atmosphere, and who doesn't want to be a part of a family, right? Yep. And that's kind of how we feel here. And, you know, last year, you know, I went to 8 weddings, and they were all former players. So
I do enjoy seeing your pictures on Facebook. I enjoy seeing those. Yeah.
But that's what it's all about, right, Chris?
Yep.
You want to win, and winning's important, especially at this level. That's a piece of it. It's really about the relationships you build and teach these kids so they can use it at a much older age and as they grow up and be husbands and fathers and so forth. So those are the things that are really important.
You're getting ready for the Northern Sun Conference Tournament, and you have not only the winner of the tournament gets an automatic bid into the regional, but also you are right on that edge. And the bad thing is you say, okay, if we win this many games, we're going to be, we can make the regional tournament. Even if you get second, you're still wondering if you could possibly make it. But if you make a good run here, you set up a chance, if you don't win the tournament, to maybe possibly get a spot in the regional tournament as well. So there's a lot to play for besides just trying to win the conference tournament.
For sure. And it's been a balancing act as we went through this last regular season. You know, we're on a 9-game winning streak, as you know. But at what point do you get ready for the tournament and maybe give some guys a little rest? And at what point, you know, every win is important this time of year when it comes to that. You're probably right with that. We don't know. We don't make those decisions. We feel like if we win 3 more games, we have a legitimate chance of making the regional. I think we have a good chance of making the regional. But that you don't know how it's going to go. Maybe a team in one of the 3 conferences, you know, a team that wasn't supposed to win it wins it. And then that puts another wrinkle in it. But we feel if we can get to the championship game or get deep and finish ahead of Mankato, I think we've got a great chance of making the regional. But you got to take them one at a time. We can't think that because it's out of our control. We just got to take it one game, one inning, actually one pitch at a time, and just try to win those things.
You get ready to take on Southwest Minnesota State. That's who you're the only thing you're worried about right now. That'll be tomorrow night at 6:00. And you played Southwest Minnesota State, had some success there, but all 8 teams that are making the tournament, they're all going to be competitive games no matter who you play.
For sure. And the guy we're going up against, you know, he's a good pitcher, Kobe Kaiser, and, I think he'll be on the first team ballot. He might be on the ballot. I think he was on the ballot for pitch too. So it's going to be easy. And their 1-2 punch at the top of the order is good. And they have some hitters sprinkled in there too. So this is not going to be easy, but none of the matchups will be right. We were half a game out of second place in Mankato, which would have put us against Mary in the first round. But playing Mary and Bismarck, that's not easy either. So there's no cupcakes in this tournament. They're all good baseball teams. And for us to win it, we're going to have to play some good baseball.
And being a double elimination tournament, does that add a little wrinkle on planning for each game, or do you just take one game at a time and see what happens after that?
Yeah, we got to go one game at a time. You know, I talked to our pitching coach about that. It's like if we need our fourth or fifth starter early, we're going to do that. You know, we kind of have our 1-2-3 guys mapped out, and they're going to prepare for when they could pitch. But anybody else, it's fair game, and you try to go with the best guy that's going to give you the best chance to win that day. So take nothing for granted in these tournaments. Try to win the next pitch and just compete. That's what we have to do.
Has this team, I don't want to say surprised you at all, but maybe impressed you with how, well, your teams are always known for being gritty, but how gritty they are again this year?
Yeah, it really has to a certain extent. You know, we lost, you know, three or four top-notch pitchers from last year, two guys that pitched for the Red Hawks, and another guy, the pitcher of the year, that went to grad school at South Dakota State, pitching for them now. So people didn't think we would be very good on the mound, and here we are with Jake Osowski from East Grand Forks, who's 9-0, and Brody Sorensen from Grand Forks, who I think is 7-1 or something like that, and a couple guys in the bullpen that have really done a really great job, and our fourth and fifth starters with Dykoff and Ensloff, and even our freshman from Browerville and Benning, they've done a great job of just giving us a chance to win. And what impressed me is we've been consistent throughout the year, even from the start, and we've gotten better as a program, but at the same time, we've competed in almost every single game and given ourselves a chance to win, and we just hope that carries over to the tournament now.
I know I've talked to quite a few people that have been out to your games here over the past couple of weeks, and from older people to even my son, a high school baseball player, they've come out, and the one thing I hear is there's so much fun to watch, and that's because you play hard, you battle, and I think it's that grittiness. People really enjoy watching a team. I compared to the Timberwolves last night. People are like, wow, look at this. They're really getting after it. But your teams, you never have to fault their effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, grittiness, it really is a definition alone. At least my definition is doing things necessary to be successful for something bigger than yourself. And to do it day in and day out without necessarily seeing results. From an individual perspective or even a team perspective, but the ability to do it day in and day out for something bigger than yourself, there's nothing better to play for. And our guys do have fun, and I think the season's been a lot of fun in a lot of different ways, but part of it is because they are gritty.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing is it seems like the team gets more excited on a big play than the person that made the big play, which is pretty cool too.
Right. I've seen that throughout the season. It's heartwarming and it's fun to watch. And win or lose in this tournament, if we can just do that all the way through the end of the year when they tell us we can't play anymore, mm-hmm. I think you should be pleased as a coach.
Yep. At this point, all you can do is ask for your guys to put it all out there, and I know they're going to do that. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And that's all you can ask. Best effort. Best attitude, and just do what you can for the team, and then feel your role the best that you can, whatever your role is for that day, and see what the chips fall. I wouldn't bet against us, that's for sure, Chris.
No, that's it's going to be a fun tournament, and again, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, and we'll have all the UMC baseball playoff games here on KROX. We'll have the pregame at 5:30, and Coach, we thank you for joining us. I know you are busy, and I'll have a good trip out to Bismarck, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. That is Coach Steve Gust of the UMC baseball team and the program. And once again, the Golden Eagles having another fantastic season. They're 34-14 overall, 28-10 in conference play, and have received some votes in the national polls. And they get ready to take on Southwest Minnesota State. That will be on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We'll have the pregame show at 5:30 from Bismarck. And then on Thursday, they'll either play at noon. If they lose, they play at noon. If they win, they play at 3:30 against either Minnesota State Mankato or the University of Mary. And again, we'll have all the UMC games from the NSIC tournament right here on KROX. We'll be listening for that. It's 11 o'clock, time for our world and national news from the Associated Press on KROX.